Good morning, music lovers. How we doing? Well, you know, at this part of Pearl Fest, the festival is half over. But being Pearl Fest people, the glass is still half full, isn't it? We've still got, yes, the rest of the day and all day tomorrow. I just checked with Pearl Fest headquarters. The latest forecast is 100%. Hot music the rest of the weekend. Okay, now if you're not from the South, we always like to sing you home, and you can impress your friends. Say, yeah, I picked up an accent while I was down there at Pearl Fest. So I'm going to teach you some Southern here right quick. First thing you need to do is you don't say hi, you say, hey. Can y'all do that for me? Hey. Okay, now if it's a group, you say, hey, y'all. You got to, you know, it's all one thing. Hey, y'all. Now, this is guaranteed to impress your family. Say, yeah, I was in the South and I picked up some Southern. So, can you say something? Yeah. Lightning bugs. Lightning bugs. I taught that to some girls from Belfast. They went home, everybody thought they had become Southerners. I'm Richard Beard from Public Radio WNCW right here, Western North Carolina. Glad to be with you today, Hillside, my home here at Pearl Fest every year. Glad to be back today. What wonderful weather we've got. Please be careful on the hill. If you've been here before, you know it can kind of be slick. We've got a little bit of poison oak going on there up in the upper echelon there, so be careful of those three-leaf plants. Don't want anything to happen to you. It's going to be hot and sunny later on. You can get burnt, as we say here in North Carolina, pretty quick, so use that sunscreen today, okay? We want your Pearl Fest experience to be just as positive as possible. What would be Pearl Fest without this gentleman? I ask you. You know, we like to say, you know, memories, moments here at Pearl Fest, and it's true. And one of my fondest memories is either last year or the year before is Pete being here and playing a version of Doc Watson Morning. That made the festival for me. And I know you're like me. You look forward to seeing him every year. A guy who is unique in every way and an integral part of the Pearl Fest family. Please make welcome Mr. Peter Rowan.
Get out and go back girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong. Now my bells can love. Thank you. We're going to get in the key of D for dog right here and play you a song that found a friend of mine named Jerome Garcia decided, he said, this is a good song. We were rehearsing with a little old group we had called Olden in the Way. And Jerome, he said, hey man, I think New Riders are looking for material for a record. New Riders of the Purple Sage and Marmaduke and Nelson, John Dawson, Marmaduke, the late great leader of the New Riders. And so I went over there to a warehouse in San Rafael, California, and I played this for the New Riders. I'll do my version. I mean, it's my song, so I'm gonna do my. I'm gonna do it my way. Okay? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Panama Red, Panama Red, he'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red, on his white horse, Mescalito, he come breezing through town. I bet your woman's up in bed with old Panama Red. Got the jacks on the wind, Red's in town, he keeps well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out and hanging around. My woman said, hey Pedro, you acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working, Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red, he'll steal your woman, then he'll rob you, hey Panama Red, Panama Red. On a white horse, Mescalito, he come breezing. I bet your woman's up in bed, Lord. Panama Red, Mr. Jack Lawrence on the guitar. Thank you. Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. Only one horse, Mescalito, he come breezing through town. Bet your woman's up in bed with old
up from where you left it off about an hour and a half before that.
We don't expect to get much sleep here at Merle Fest, but it's a great homecoming, and fabulous to see you all here early in the morning. I know the AVETs are on their way, and you can be sure they are bright and early having their vitamins, working out in the gym, and getting ready for the big show. Yeah. Springtime is near, my darling. You say that you are going away, but my heart will be with you, my darling. And I'm counting now the days. I know that soon I'll have to travel. Thank you.
Thank you so much. A good old Bill Monroe number. Robert Boland on my right, playing fiddle. Give him a big hand, folks. Robert was Bill Monroe's last fiddle player. And during the last days, it was great to see Bill. He was so at home on stage, we kind of had to remind him that the set was over. And he still said strange things like, "Do you think they liked it? Did they like my music?" Right. Well, Robert, would you favor us with a good old fiddle tune here? That we can, Road to Columbus. That's in T of A. All right, here. Mr. Chris Henry. Good morning, sir. Make him welcome on the mandolin. Kenny Baker intro on it.
Yeah, I can't do that thing without putting the old Kenny Baker intro on it.
That's right. All right.
Kenny Baker, Bill Monroe, Bill said one time, Kenny Baker, he was a fine fiddler. Kenny Baker had played with Bill Monroe for many, many years. And, he was a fine fiddler. He'd drink now and then. He was only with me for 24 years.
They were pards.
So I'm going to do a tune that Bill wrote, but I think Kenny kind of helped him out on this one. And it's a pretty popular number. Bill always called songs and instrumentals numbers. We're going to do this number right now, and it's a divine number. I'm going to put the Kenny Baker intro on. Let's go Road to Columbus. Thank you.
Road to Columbus there. Robert Bowman on the fiddle. Jack Lawrence. Chris Henry.
Hey, Raven.
This dude has a fiddle tune in it. It's called Whiskey Before Breakfast. I wrote this for Doc.
Well, it rains all night in Frisco. Now the clouds have rolled away. And the city lights are glistening out across the bay. And I think about Doc Watson and I pick up my guitar to play. 'Cause it's a Doc Watson morning, guitar picking kind of day. Now Doc's real name was Arfell. He played electrical guitar, yeah. The beauty of his melodies were known both near and far. Somewhere in the 60s, Doc picked up that D-18. Started picking them homespun tunes, clear water from a mountain stream. So I pick up my old guitar and I start to play. It's a Doc Watson morning, guitar picking kind of day. Tennessee stud and the Black Mountain Blues. He left a legacy for me and for you. The sweetest song I ever heard him sing was with Miss Rosalie. Oh, my darling, my darling. My heart breaks as you take your long journey. In deep Gadsden, North Carolina, some folks up there might say, hey, it's a Doc Watson morning, guitar picking kinda. Doc Watson morning, D-18, guitar picking kinda. Doc Watson morning, guitar picking. Watson morning, Merle Fest, music picking, get it on, have a good time, kind of, yeah.
Oh, Peter, thanks for doing that, man. You know, Doc gave me that old V18.
What's that?
Doc gave me that old V18.
So, you are the happy...
I'm the happy owner of Doc's old D-18.
The old D-18, yeah.
I'll buy it from you for $200.
I'll make it $225.
I'll throw in a fiddle with it.
I got a guitar pickup, Treasure. Jack Lawrence played many a year with Doc Watson. 20-some years. 27 years. Do you like anyone, Jack? Of course you do. This is, you know, this is on the spot. It's like, never know what's going to happen. Oh, now here's a great old tune. We're going to swing it. Right on.
I don't need to go too fast. It's early.
Jack Lawrence.
I know what it means to be blue. I know what it means to be lonesome in dreams when there's no one there with you. I know what it means to be blue. I know what it means to be lonesome in dreams when there's someone there with you.
Here this weekend, it's just been pressed. We worked 24 hours for 2 weeks solid to press little wax copies of this CD, so it's for a future technology that's coming soon. No, it's actually just a CD, and it's called My Aloha. It's my adventures in Hawaii, and it starts off a little history here. Well, I was 4 years old. World War II was almost over. My Uncle Jimmy came back from the Navy from New Caledonia. He brought coconut bras and grass skirts for the ladies. He was strumming on a C.F. Martin baritone ukulele. Uncle Jimmy, Uncle Jimmy, Uncle Jimmy. Charmed the hearts of the hula girls with his ukulele.
new love.
All right, Chris.
Tried to settle down in Martha's Vineyard, making clam chowder. He started a business. Campbell's soup offered him enough to retire. Uncle Jimmy said, "No thanks, no money in the bank." Jumped out of the frying pan. What's it to you? I won it in poker game in Honolulu. Was it to you? I wanted a poker game in Honolulu. Hula out in Honolulu Bay, hop a holly songs all night long.
Special guest, please make welcome Mr. Michael Rowan.
Yeah, it's my guest.
How about Pete Rowans, everybody?
Thank you.